With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino City leaders have approved 3.5% pay raises for police personnel as required by agreements entered into earlier this decade with the city's police officers and police management associations. In a corresponding move, the City Council on Wednesday, August 21st, approved a 3.5% pay bump for the city's police chief. Councilman Fred Short voted against the increases. The council also awarded City Manager Terry Ledoux a 3.5% raise, as her new contract stipulates she earned at least 5% more than the city's top cop. Last month, Ledoux received a $50,000 raise from her previous role as Assistant City Manager to take over as San Bernardino's top administrator for the next 18 months. With the pay raise approved last week, she now is expected to earn about $270,000 per year in salary. The raises, which already were reflected in the city's 2019-2020 budget, were to go into effect August 1st. Even after slashing $7.1 million in costs as part of a citywide plan to erase an $11.2 million deficit in the fiscal year that began July 1st, San Bernardino's $80 million police budget will account for close to 65% of the city's finances in 2019-2020. According to a staff report prepared for last week's council meeting, San Bernardino's police chief will make $21,330 in salary per month, or about $256,000 annually. Jared Burguan held that position until retiring August 16th after close to 5 years in the role. Burguan, who helped coordinate the police response to the 2015 terrorist attack at the Inland Regional Center, had been out on medical leave since undergoing knee replacement surgery in January. Eric McBride has served as acting chief in Burguan's absence. It's unclear when a new top cop will be appointed. California schools may soon allow parents to administer medical marijuana to their children on K-12 campuses. The California Assembly approved a bill Monday that lets school boards decide whether parents can administer medical marijuana on school campuses. It would allow the use of marijuana in non-smoking form. Current law prevents marijuana on school campuses, meaning children who use medical cannabis to treat seizures have to go off campus to get their medication. Supporters of the bill say that's a dangerous requirement. Opponents worry about allowing the drug on campus and question whether medical marijuana regulations for children are strong enough. If it passes the Senate in a final vote, it will go to Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. His predecessor, Jerry Brown, vetoed a similar proposal last year. Hospital giant Kaiser Permanente would have to disclose more financial information about its hospitals under a bill that has cleared the California legislature. The California Senate approved a bill on Monday that would require Kaiser Permanente to disclose revenue and profits for each hospital individually. Democratic Senator Richard Pan says the company discloses financial information, but it lumps the numbers together into two categories of Northern California and Southern California. The bill now heads to Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who has 10 days to decide whether to sign it into law. Pan said the bill would force Kaiser Permanente to follow the same financial disclosure requirements as all of California's other healthcare providers. Representatives for Kaiser Permanente did not immediately respond to a request for comment. California state regulators say they're making new attempts to stop persistent oil spills in the oil-rich Central Valley, including one that has been flowing intermittently for 16 years and may have spilled more than 50 million gallons. The problems stem from the production method used in the oil field west of Bakersfield. Steam is injected into the ground to soften the crude oil. It's blamed for a surface flow from a Chevron well into a dry creek bed that began in May. KQED News reported Monday that state regulators have now served Chevron with a notice of violation, ordering it to halt service flows at a second site, this one flowing off and on since 2003. A Chevron spokeswoman says there has been no harm to water or wildlife. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.